Everybody, Andy here again. We know that these are pretty difficult times and lots of businesses, etc., are going literally out of business and shops are closing. But another one of those things that's happening, certainly in this country, is the amount of pubs that are closing. All over the place, there is a sort of certain amount, I think it's about five or six pubs closing every single week throughout the country and throughout the British Isles, I suppose, as well. There are a number of reasons for that. Obviously, the economy is one of them. Other people might say that obviously the price of the beer or whatever in the pubs is too high because of tax or whatever. The smoking ban supposedly has had an effect on how people drink. The fact that you can buy drink far cheaper now in supermarkets and off licences and just about any sort of street corner shop, and people tend to drink at home. They entertain themselves with all their, you know, gadgets and things that they've got at home, I suppose. But one of the pubs around my area looks as though it could be in danger of closing itself. And it made me look at a particular book that I've got here, and I'll put links to it. The book's called The Pubs of Hastings and St. Leonard's from 1800 to the year 2000, written by a guy called David Russell. And I started looking at it because I was talking to a friend of mine last night. I'd noticed this particular pub had got a sign outside sort of asking people to express an interest in managing pubs, because pubs are run in so many different ways. For anybody who's listened to this outside of the UK, you can actually own the pub yourself. You might have to rent it effectively or manage it, and a big brewers or chains actually owe this and control the way that you buy your beer. They sell it to you, type of thing. And that's one of the reasons I think that so many pubs are closing, and possibly the reason that the one around the corner is in danger of closing. I don't actually know that it is, but it just set this train of thought off. Talking to my friend, as I said, I'd seen this sign outside. It turns out the person wants to leave the pub, probably for some of the reasons that I've mentioned earlier. Can't find anyone to actually move into it. So when they leave, whenever that may be, the chances are that pub may well close its doors. Hopefully not forever, but you never know. You see, we around this area, and probably wherever you live, if you're in the UK, you walk around the corner sometimes and you see a pub that's boarded up or closed, a bit like street shops and things like high street shops. One day they're there, the next day they're not. But what this book does is tells you the history. And talking to my friend yesterday, I said, well, I'm pretty sure that's quite an old pub, because of where it is, the area that I live in, it sort of dates back from the sort of 1820s, 1830s. And so I looked in the book this morning, and sure enough, the actual pub itself, I won't name it just in case there's any particular issues, and as I said, I don't know, my facts may not be completely straight. But it opened as a beer house in 1835, so that shows you, yes, it was even older than I thought it might be. But it's not just that, it's the fact that these places are parts and hubs of the community, the fact that they are that old, some of them. And obviously, if you go into villages as well, pubs are much older than that in some form or other. They've been there for that time. And if a pub shuts in a small village, we all know the idyllic sort of village, countryside village, which is that cottage and little pond and the parish church and the corner shop and the post office and the pub. There's always a pub in all of these. You know, you look at the arches or something, there's always the pub. Whether that paints a particularly good picture of what real life is like, I don't know. But even when a pub closes in a town or a city, it doesn't matter how many other pubs or bars or whatever you've got around, it does have an effect on the people, especially when you've got that particular history, because where do those people go? And when they are effectively historical monuments, I think some of them, if they've been there since 1835 or, you know, a similar type of age, it has an effect. No one likes to see a boarded up building or a closed down building, and there are pubs around here that have been reclaimed and are now housing places. You know, people live in them, or they've been made into shops or whatever, and at least they've kept the original facade of the pub or whatever, so you can see it was still cool. There's one near me called the Forester's Arms, and the artwork etc. is still there, so at least it carries on. But this particular pub has got other things going on as well. In the past, it's got a real history, apart from the fact that it opened in 1835, as I said. Anyone who may have heard of the book The Ragged Trousered Philanthropist, written by a guy called Robert Tressel, who lived just around the corner from where I live now and worked in this area as well. And he used to drink in that particular pub, the one that I'm referring to. He and his mates used to sit in there and drink, and that's one of the places that the book is actually set in. If they're talking about being in the pub, having a beer, or going off on trips from the pub, that's the pub that they're referring to. So it's not just the fact that you lose a little community hub and maybe a little bit of history, but different types of history can be lost just like that, and all because of the way of the world at the moment. You know, we also, as I said, we see places closing down. Doesn't matter what it is, it's always a pity. But some places have got more history than you actually realise. And thanks to this particular book that I can look through, how many people actually know about the history of that particular pub? They might see it closed down and think, oh, well, it was noisy or whatever. I didn't like it there. I don't like having a pub next to me or whatever it is. And they don't actually realise all the history that goes into it. As I said, if it's in a village or something, people know it's been there for hundreds of years. But when a pub like that's been there for 170 odd years or whatever it might be, people, A, don't realise that, and certainly don't realise the fact that there is other types of history, literary history, you know, community, social history, going on in those pubs as well. So that's a pity. I don't like to see any pubs closed. I like to use them myself, but I don't use them as much as I used to for a number of reasons, mainly economic, and maybe thereby hangs a tale, maybe, but that's one of the reasons that these places aren't there as much as they used to be, or there aren't as many around. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.